It was Democratic Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney's third such town hall since taking office in January, and the one with the greatest attendance at 14,509. The majority of callers said they wanted no U.S. involvement in Syria, that they wanted political attention and federal dollars to stay in the U.S. And if the U.S. were to become involved in any way, most callers said such involvement needed the support of the international community. Maloney made this assurance at the outset.
And let me be very clear about one thing. As long as I am in Congress, I will not support any kind of authorization that includes putting U.S. military ground troops on the ground in Syria.
President Obama this week asked congressional leaders to postpone a vote authorizing the use of military force while attempting to pursue a diplomatic path in pushing Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to give up chemical weapons. Miriam from Brewster in Putnam County says the U.S. needs to take action against Assad.
I'm afraid that all the talks, the nice talk between all the big players, the Russian, the American, the British, the French, it's going to be only talk. Please don't let it be only talk. Find a way to stop that madman. It's just life, people like us, they're dying on a daily basis, and we keep quiet. How can we do that?
Well, Miriam, I hear you, and I'm not suggesting we be quiet, believe me. I think that we need to shout from the rooftops about this, but I think that I don't want to make it worse by getting American kids killed too.
Miriam agrees, but says something needs to be done. There were three poll questions during the call. The first asked, would you support the president's call for a limited military strike in Syria if diplomacy is not successful? 64% responded they would not, with 18% saying they would, and another 18% undecided. Ida from New Windsor in Orange County voiced her concern about U.S. involvement in Syria.
You can't keep trying to put all fires out without anybody.
Here's part of Maloney's response.
But before we go spending billions of dollars and getting our kids killed in somebody else's civil war, I want to be convinced that there's a it's in our interest and not in somebody else's. And so I hear you. I don't want to undermine the president, and I want to keep my powder dry while we're negotiating with our adversaries. But I want you to also know that I very much share your concerns.
Neil from Middletown in Orange County voiced his concern about the Republican threat of a government shutdown over spending amid the U.S. spending $1 billion in Syria for humanitarian aid. All this, he points out, while U.S. infrastructure is in dire need of repair.
Should we be spending our money on this conflict? And who's lying? Do we have the money or do we not have the money? You know, or is it that we have money for conflicts overseas, but we have no money for Americans at home?
Congressman Maloney answered by pointing out that he sits on the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee and agrees that attention to infrastructure is sorely needed.
And let me tell you something. I am struggling to get a Clover interchange built near Woodbury Common, a little bit south of you, and yet we're building them in Afghanistan and everywhere else, and I think it's ridiculous. I would love to see us stop spending money in countries where people hate us and start spending it here at home, and I think that applies in spades when you're talking about getting us involved in somebody else's civil war. So while the cost of this thing isn't my primary concern, the young men and women we'd be putting in harm's way are, it is a close second, and I hear you, man.
Peter from Wappingers Falls in Dutchess County asked where the congressman stood on immigration reform, saying he had not heard much from Maloney on this issue. Maloney responded that he supports the immigration reform bill passed in the Senate. Maloney also took questions about job creation and education. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.